You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She is also CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving families, family offices, and foundations. Kimberly, a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
I am delighted. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So first of all, looking at estate planning, why is estate planning important for entrepreneurs?
Estate planning is so important for entrepreneurs. So we recently acknowledged the anniversary of September 11th, right? A not so subtle reminder that the unthinkable can happen and you never know when you're going to go. So the time to start planning for when you're no longer around and no longer able to run your business is now.
And I couldn't agree more. And what is the classic mistake that an entrepreneur makes in regards to her estate plan?
Well, a couple of things. So when you think about estate planning, I mean, yes, it's death and taxes, and boy, those are not fun topics, but you're also thinking about protecting your family and your business after you're gone. Right? And if you're a business owner, chances are a significant portion of your wealth and your family source of income is tied up in the family business. So the classic mistake that an entrepreneur makes is not having a plan at all, either being too busy and thinking, I'll get to it someday, so being too busy, or really feeling frozen, right? For so many people, so many entrepreneurs in particular, businesses are very personal, right? So the thought about what might happen to the business after they die is just something that they can't think about. It's just too hard to think about. But if you die without a will, if you die without an estate plan, it's called dying intestate, and it can really cause a lot of problems. Just for example, you know, if a business owner dies without a will, or without an estate plan or a business succession plan, right? What's going to happen to the business? The assets, you know, including the business, transfer according to state distribution laws, okay? And what that means is that your business is now going to be owned by your spouse and other next of kin. And that's determined for you. And that's not a result that a lot of entrepreneurs want.
You know, deciding what to do with one's business when they die is a huge question. How does one start thinking about this topic?
Well, the way I suggest people, business owners, think about this is most businesses typically fall in one of three categories. There's some businesses that are owner-dependent. Those are businesses that they're started and they're run by one strong individual, and they're very likely going to die, if you will. They're going to die when the founder dies. So think about, you know, small law firms, general contractors, people who, you know, generally have a practice that revolves around them. The second kind of business is a multi-generational business. And these are businesses that can be successfully transitioned to somebody else, meaning that, you know, the founder's still really involved, but the business can survive beyond that one person. And then the third type of business is marketable. And these are businesses that can be sold to a third party where, you know, nobody from the original business really needs to stay around for the long, long term.
Interesting information. Today we're joined once again by Kimberly Klaus, the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She's also the CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving families, family offices, and foundations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kimberly, if the business is dependent on the entrepreneur and the entrepreneur unfortunately would die, does the business just end?
Well, you know, yes and no. Yes and no. So when the business is in existence, right, and the entrepreneur is alive, right, you should really take steps to document the intent to terminate the business upon the owner's death or retirement. Because here's the thing, you know, even though the business might actually, you know, by definition, like terminate when the business owner dies, for estate tax purposes, there could be a value to that business, and the estate will end up paying substantial taxes on it, right? So even if, you know, the business owner has died, the IRS might say that the business has survived and the business has value, and therefore you got to pay estate taxes on the value. So one thing that I strongly recommend is that the business owner document, document the business plan and document the business characteristics that really limit the ability for somebody else to buy the business. So in doing that, you can discount the value of the business and therefore discount the amount that'll be included for estate taxes. So, you know, this again, if we think about the three types, you know, this is for the owner-dependent business. And, you know, can also make sense for multi-generational, probably not as much for marketable businesses, but for the owner-dependent business, it's just critical.
And if I have business partners, how would this affect my personal estate planning if I were to fall within this situation?
Well, here's the thing. So if you die as a business owner without an estate plan, then your business partners are now in partnership with your spouse and your next of kin. That might be fine. That might not be fine. What I recommend is buy-sell agreements. So this is basically a contract between parties that dictates how partners or shareholders can buy each other out. And in the case of death, you'd be buying, the business partners would be buying the share from the estate of the deceased person. So basically a buy-sell agreement, you know, details how the shares of the business should be sold when one person dies or becomes unable to work or just simply wants to sell. So these buy-sell agreements are, it's very important to have these in place when everybody's getting along, you know, when it's not an emergency situation, so that, you know, the business partners, you know, can persist with the business. The other thing that's important is having buy-sell insurance. So, you know, the other partners in the business might not have enough liquidity to buy the deceased owner's share. So it's really important to think about where am I going to get liquidity? And insurance can be a very good vehicle for doing that.
And in regards to insurance coverage, are there any other insurance coverages that most business owners should have?
Two in particular, and I'm focusing on insurance from an estate planning perspective and not insurance like, you know, business liability insurance, you know, for this conversation. So one is disability insurance, because unfortunately, you know, the chances of not being able to work due to some kind of disability are during your productive working years are actually higher than the chance that you might die during those years. So, you know, what if the entrepreneur gets injured or sick and, you know, needs to miss a significant amount of work? This is where disability insurance could come in and replace, you know, it's typically up to 60% of your income if illness or injury prevents you from earning income. So disability insurance, absolutely. Secondly, life insurance. So, you know, a lot of people spend a bunch of time, you know, building their businesses, you know, working so hard that they don't have time to take care of themselves. But, you know, if the entrepreneur dies, you know, what's the cost to feed, house, clothe, educate your family? So life insurance is really, you know, a great form of protection to have. So for all clients, you know, particularly business owners, disability insurance and life insurance.
Very, very helpful information that we should definitely cover more frequently here on EPN. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Covestor online?
Yes, at covestor.com.
And that's simple enough. And in closing, any closing thoughts or any advice or final tips on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, estate planning is, in a lot of ways, it's similar to business planning, right? You figure out what you want to accomplish, then you figure out, you know, a path to get there. So, you know, what you need to do is surround yourself with professionals who can help you achieve what you want to achieve. Think of it as a business plan and a strategy to execute rather than death and taxes, because most entrepreneurs will be much more motivated by the idea of executing something than thinking about their untimely passing.
Certainly agree with that. We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, once again the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She is also CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving families, family offices, and foundations. And the website of reference, once again, is Covestor.com. Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.